All right, y'all. What's up? Welcome back to the Be That Bitch podcast with your HBIC, Allie. I am so fucking excited to be back with you guys for another episode of Be That Bitch, y'all. I'm just going to jump right into it because I'm going to tell you something we're not going to do. I'm going to tell you something we're not going to do in 2024. We're going to put our phone on Do Not Disturb so you guys aren't getting tons of notifications. That's something we are going to do. But what we're not going to do in 2024 is give up before we've even hit halfway through the year. What we're not going to do in 2024 is throw in the fucking towel because one thing didn't go right in January or two things didn't go right in February when we still have like 9 months left in the year. No, we're not doing that shit. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Not in 2024. And so I feel like, because I have seen so many of my friends just get fed up, right? One thing doesn't go right. One little inconvenience. They just decide, you know what? It must not be worth it. It must not be for me. It must not be my right time. Let me go and try again during the summertime. Or let me try again here. No, why don't you try right now, right? The best time to try again is right now. The second best time to try again is 5 minutes from now, right? Like we're right now. And so we are not giving up before we have even stepped into the ring. Like y'all, it is March. It is March. We still have so much time left of the year. We are not giving up just because a little inconvenience happens, right? That is there to teach us and to learn from, and so we can pivot. So I'm going to talk about, right? I feel like we're going to talk about things that are in 2024 and things that are out because we are getting rid of all of this negative shit and we are bringing in all of this positive shit. Y'all with me? All right, the first thing that is out is trying to bully ourselves into being healthier, right? You cannot bully yourself thin. That is not how it fucking works. No matter how many times you pinch and poke and prod at yourself in the mirror, shoulda, coulda, woulda, wishing that you were skinnier, talking to yourself like shit, it's not going to have a positive outcome. It's not gonna actually make you want to long-term take care of yourself. It's just gonna put you in this self-deprecating mood and then have you sabotaging. You cannot bully yourself thin. You cannot bully yourself healthy. So instead, right, what is in? In is talking to ourselves kindly. In is doing this because we want to be healthier, not because we want to be thinner. In is showing up like the bad bitch we are, right? Like the bad bitch we are while we're simultaneously working towards being the bad bitch we want to become. You can be a bad bitch right now and work towards becoming a badder bitch. That's fine, right? You can love who you are right now. You can love the work in progress, or hell, you can feel okay with who you are right now and be okay with the work in progress as you're working towards becoming this better version of yourself. But you don't have to talk to yourself like shit to get there, okay? It's not going to end well. Number two, daily movement. That's in. What is in is moving our body every single day. I don't care what you do. Just move your body every day. We are not sitting on our couch binging TV shows for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and not moving the entire day anymore. No, we're going to binge for a couple episodes. We're going to get our ass up. We're going to go on a walk. We're going to go jump on the trampoline with our kid. We're going to go on a run. We're going to go do something, right? And then we can come back and binge. Y'all, I am telling you something that has been a game changer for me is Kindle and walk. Now, I get it. You're like, Allie, how can you read your Kindle and walk? I don't know, but I do it. And you know what? It has me hauling ass. It makes the experience so much better. Y'all, getting movement in every single day. And we're no longer, right? This is something we're no longer doing, is talking down on the type of movement that we're doing, right? We're no longer gonna say, I only went on a walk. You went on a fucking walk. That's more than half of America. Own that shit. Don't discredit what the fuck you're doing. We're not doing that. Abso-fucking-lutely not. We are not doing that, y'all. If you haven't realized, this is going to be an episode where you are going to be one hydrated bitch at the end because I am heated. I am livid because I have heard one too many people tell me, you know, because I run. I love running. You know, like, I really wish I could run, but like right now, all I can do is walk. But you're going on a fucking walk. Congratulations. That is one of the most underrated forms of movement. So many people will say, you know, I didn't get my body workout in, so I didn't get a workout in. All I did was take my dogs for a walk. That means you got your movement in. That is the goal. The goal is movement, right? So be proud of that and own that shit and start moving your body. I will tell you, one of the biggest helpers for my depression, because I suffer from clinical depression, is getting up and moving. Changing your state can change your mood and your attitude, and there is nothing better than those endorphins. And a lot of people are like, Allie, you don't take rest days. No, I don't take rest days. I don't take days where I sit on the couch and veg out, because that is not conducive to the bitch I want to be. That does not help my mental health. That hinders it. I realized that there was a direct correlation between the days that I would not move from the couch and my depression and my overeating. And so why would I just sit on the couch and do abso-fucking-lutely nothing to have a quote-unquote rest day if it did not benefit me? Instead, why don't we do active recovery days? And so that's what's in. Out is veg days, in active recovery days. 2 days a week, all I do is walk, right? All I do is go on a walk. I do a yoga. I do something, right? I do a foam roll, a stretch. I move my body intentionally, but with the purpose of recovery. Because I will tell you, it has been, let me look on my my trusty dusty phone. It has been 801 days since I had a quote unquote rest day. And it's probably been more days than that, but it's been 801 since I started tracking it. Every single day, I make sure I move my body for 30 minutes a day. It might be cleaning my house. It might be going on a walk. It might be going for a run, doing a strength exercise, jumping on the trampoline with my kid, going to the park with my kid. It might be something like that. But I move my body every single day because it helps immensely. All right, number two thing that is in, creating intentions. We are no longer putting these strenuous goals on ourselves. I want to lose 100 pounds within 1 year. Okay, that's great. But like, what happens if you get behind, right? What happens if 1 month you don't lose any weight? You start, what do you say it with me? Sabotaging, because you start thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to hit my goal. It's so far away. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then you start sabotaging. But what if instead of saying, you know what, I want to lose 100 pounds by this day, I want to feel more confident in my skin. I want to, you know, I want to lose 3 pant sizes, but like, you don't put an exact date on it, right? I want to feel healthier, right? We set these intentions. I want to have the intention of moving more, not like I want to run 3 days a week. And then if 1 week you only run 2 days, you feel like a failure, right? Setting intentions, creating intentions gives room for human error. It gives room for life to fucking happen. And I did an entire podcast episode on that. Okay, y'all. Number three, looking at working out is something I have got to do. We're not doing that shit no more. Abso-fucking-lutely not. You ain't got to do it. Nobody is sitting there with a pow-pow to your head saying, you better fucking work out. You better work, bitch. No, nobody's doing that. Nobody gives a fuck if you work out or not. You might, but that's because it's something that you get to do, right? You get to show up every day. You get the privilege of moving your body. You get to work out. It ain't something you've got to do. So instead of looking at working out as some kind of punishment, right? Some kind of punishment to ourselves, why don't we get to look at it as some kind of reward? Oh my gosh, it's a reward. I get to reward myself with taking 30 minutes out of my day to show me that I matter. Like, it's a privilege. It is something we get to do. Like, so many of us take for granted the streaming services we have, or having a membership to a gym, or having the accessibility to like go outside and take a walk. Like, some people don't have that fucking privilege. We have the privilege to get to work out in so many different ways, and we're just saying, I'm gonna work out today. Don't fucking do it then. Nobody's gonna stop you from not doing it, right? If you're looking at it as this negative thing, of course you're constantly gonna feel like it's this negative thing. If I hear one more person say, I've got to work out today, I've just got to, you don't. Stop looking at it as negatively. No wonder you're never gonna wanna fucking do it. You are never going to want to be consistent with working out if you're constantly looking at it as a punishment. Nobody wants to do things that they feel like a punishment. The same way with like eating, right? Oh my God, I've got to eat this fucking salad. I just want to eat this burger. You're never going to enjoy that salad because you now have created this in your head that it's come some kind of punishment. Like you're a bad girl, so you've got to eat this salad when a good girl gets to eat a burger. Like, no. You made that intentional decision, and instead of making it in a negative way, why don't we look at it as a positive thing, right? Number four, something that is in is prioritizing protein. If you guys follow me over on social, you should be, by the way, at Allie Griffith. I'm a good fucking time. If you're following me on social, you have heard me for the last like month screaming protein, protein, protein. If you know, I have changed the way I'm eating to focus high on protein. I am eating anywhere from 180 grams to 200 grams of protein every single day. And I will tell you, the results have been astonishing. I have more energy. I feel fuller. I feel more satisfied. I feel like the cravings are like non-existent. I just feel like a bad bitch when I eat protein. It gives you energy. It helps you stay fuller longer. It makes you satisfied. It just has so many amazing factors. It helps you burn fat. Like there's so much benefits to protein that I never even realized. And I could literally do an entire podcast episode on why we prioritize protein, ways to get your protein in, all of that stuff. But it's something that has truly just changed my entire life. And so like gone are the days that we're like not eating protein. We need to prioritize it. And if you're vegan, find ways to prioritize it because you still got to be getting your protein in. Like I have found the more that I am eating and focusing on protein, the less one processed foods I'm eating. Also, the less like empty carbs I'm consuming because I'm eating so much protein that I am feeling satisfied. I don't reach for the bag of potato chips. All right, number five, simplifying our supplements. That is something in. We are going to be focusing on simplifying our supplements and making sure that we are not just taking supplements for shits and giggles. Like we know, one, the benefit of it, two, where that shit's coming from, right? Like we're looking at ingredients labels in 2024 and not just consuming protein shakes that say they're healthy and just trusting that they're not fucking lying to you. I have already gotten caught by that. I was doing Premier Protein Shakes when I first started my protein coffee, and it took me switching, like turning over the label, starting to Google what's in that shake for me to realize that they can just fucking put anything in shakes nowadays and call that shit healthy. And we as consumers don't do that research that much. So we're just consuming this shit, not even realizing that it is literally working against the one fucking reason why we're doing it, right? If we are putting this much money and emphasis in taking care of ourselves, we need to be more attentive to the ingredients that are in our supplements. And that is why I make sure like I am doing the cleanest that I can of supplements. So I switched my Premier for Fairlife. Like there's still some things in there that I don't love, but with supplements, right? Like you've got to pick the lesser of the evils. And so I'm doing like, I switched my protein, my Premier protein for my Fairlife. I make sure my pre-workout is all natural. I do Energize. Sorry, I'm like getting all... I do Energize through Body, and that's all natural plant-based pre-workout. The supplements that I rave about, I fucking love them. They have helped me so much. My Purple Perk, right? My purple tea. That is a naturally derived supplement from Kenya. It's a purple plant, which helps, you know, burn fat and boost metabolism and has a natural hunger suppressant. So it makes me not hyperfixate on food, right? I know where all the ingredients are from, right? My greens, I've read the back of them. I know where they're sourced from. Make sure you're being aware of the shit you're putting in your body and not just trusting that it's healthy. Okay, number six, do more of the things that bring you joy. That is in. And 2024, we are doing more of the shit that brings us joy and less of the shit that doesn't. If you don't want to do something, say no, right? Somebody asks, oh, like we're all going to go to a beer garden. I'm doing 75 hard right now. That's not something I want to do. I said no. I didn't feel guilt about it, right? But like you can just come with us. No, I don't want to do that, right? Like, going out on a Friday night, would you, if you don't want to do it, say no. I feel like so many times we say yes to shit that we don't want to do, and then in turn have to say no to shit that we do want to do because we don't have the time, because we've taken on all these commitments for other people, when in actuality, we never wanted to do those. So, like, say yes to more of the shit that brings us joy and no to the shit that doesn't, right? Like, do not, and don't feel guilty. Like, if you're taking an hour out of your day to read because that brings you joy, do not guilt trip yourself into saying, well, I could be doing laundry, I could be doing this, I could be doing that. Yeah, you could be, but this is something that brings you joy and you deserve an hour of joy. And if that is sitting down and reading, bitch, go for it. Go on with your bad self, okay? Number 7. Have the and mindset, not the or mindset. That is in 2024. It is not you or them. It is not I can take care of myself or I can take care of them. It is not, you know, I gotta prioritize myself or I gotta prioritize them. No, boo-boo. It is and. We can be the best mother and the best woman. We can be the best wife and still take care of ourselves and take time for ourselves. We can take the kids to softball and do all the things and prioritize our health. It is just a matter of figuring out the way and knowing that it's not them or us. It is them and us because we matter too. We deserve to take that time out for ourselves. We need to take that time out for ourselves because whether we want to admit it or not, we can only put ourselves on the back burner for so fucking long until we start kind of resenting, right? I will tell you, I said no to like going out with my friends and doing things for myself for so long because I didn't like my husband wanted me to be here. And it took that for me to realizing like a year later that I was isolated. It was only me. And I felt very resentful towards him. And it wasn't him telling me I couldn't go. It was me saying I couldn't go because I was afraid of like leaving him or asking him for if I could go or, you know, talking with him about it. Like, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that in 2024. We are having the and mentality. It can be you and them. You can be a great mom and take time for you. You can be an amazing wife and have girls' nights. It does not have to be either or. Moving right along, following people who inspire you and bring you joy. That is in. What is out is following people because you feel obligated to or because it's this like self-deprecating thing, right? If you go to somebody's page and it does not elicit joy, it does not inspire you or entertain you, don't fucking follow them. I cannot tell you how many people that I have muted because like one, they're family and I don't want to unfollow them. So I mute them so I don't see their page or you know what? I don't know who they are. I was literally following them because of however envious of them or whatever. I unfollowed them. If I'm like following somebody and they're toxically talking about the scale, I'm like, why am I following them? Unfollow. Right? So if you're going to somebody's page and you don't automatically feel inspired or heard or seen or can relate to them in some sort of way or entertained by them, unfollow them. We spend way too much time on social media to be following people that are bad for our mental health. Okay? So in following people that bring you joy, inspiration, or motivation, out is following people that make you feel like shit. Moving right along to number 9, ditching the daily scale that is in 2024. Y'all, we are no longer stepping on the scale every single day. That does nothing for our mental health. It can literally change like that. So instead of stepping on the scale every single day, why don't we choose one day a month to step on the scale or even 2 days a month? Or why not just like get rid of it altogether and look for other ways to measure progress? I can literally do an entire podcast episode on that. So if you want me to, just send me a DM. I can do that. But there are so many ways to measure progress and measure success that have nothing to do with the number on the scale.
absolutely nothing to do with the number on the scale. So instead of stepping on it every single day, why not we just start focusing on all of the different ways that we can measure success, whether it be through how our clothes fit, or it could be through, you know, measurements or whatever the case may be. We measure it in different ways, okay? I will tell you, if you are stepping on the scale every single day and starting yourself, like, your day out like that, and you're automatically either thinking positively or negatively based on what that number says, you are not ready to step on that scale. That scale, that number should be neutral. It should not make you feel better or worse about yourself. It's just information. And so I knew until I could step on that scale and not feel better or worse about myself that I was not ready for that scale. And I can tell you, after taking over 2 years off from stepping on that scale, and I stepped on it for the first time in forever in February, right before I started these new supplements, just so I could see how my body reacted, because I was feeling very inflamed, very bloated, and I wanted to see if these supplements were actually helping me. And so I stood on the scale and I looked down at that and I instantly didn't feel anything. Like, I saw it as what it was, information. And I knew at that point, like, I was ready to start slowly introducing the scale back into my life. So y'all just realize that, like, that scale is just information. And most of the time, the information is not even that accurate. Because, like, let's be real, our weight can fluctuate so easily, like, give or take 6 to like 10 pounds in any couple days. And we don't need that fucking negativity. Okay, going on, the last one. What is in 2024? Doing things that push us outside of our comfort zone. I will tell you, one of the best things I ever did for myself this year was make my word uncomfy, because it is really truly making myself push me outside of my comfort zone and say, but like, why? Like, questioning these things. Why do I not enjoy this? Do I want to do this? Do I want to try this? Like, have I never done this because I feel uncomfortable around it, or because, like, I really don't want to do it? It's made me question things, and it's made me do things outside of my comfort zone. I went and met one of my author friends for the first time in real life, had supper with her, which was so much fun. I changed the way that I ate, right? Like, I decided to start weighing my food again and going with high protein, which has been life-changing for me. Like, I'm doing so many different things that I wouldn't have normally done because of fear of people's perception or my own perception, or because it made me uncomfortable or made me feel some type of way. And I'm like, but like, is it a good uncomfy, right? So like, let's push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. What is something that you have said, like, I can't do this because X, Y, and Z, and go and fucking do that. Go and do it, right? Because you never know if that one thing that you are so scared to do could be that one thing that changes your entire life. Right? I was so scared to do 75 hard for the first time. And it was one of the biggest catalysts to creating the woman that I am today. For me going and facing my fears. I was so afraid to run for the first time because I spent my entire fucking life saying I could never be a runner. And now it is literally part of my DNA. Like, it's literally embedded in my DNA at this point. What is there something that you have been telling yourself that you can't do, that's outside of your comfort zone, that you could go do and see if maybe it is for you? Maybe that one thing is the thing that could change your life for the better. Maybe that one thing is the one thing that clicks, but you haven't done it because it made you feel weird or uncomfortable. Maybe it's going out and meeting a new friend for the first time, or going out and doing a 5K, or going on a hike, or, you know, joining that book club, right? What is it that you could do that could push you a little outside your comfort zone, and go do that, okay? Because we are no longer staying in our comfort zone. Nothing good ever comes from staying inside of our comfort zone, okay? All right, I'm going to go over these real quick again, things that are in 2024. One, daily movement, moving our body regardless of whatever, move it every day. We're not vegging on the couch anymore. Two, creating intentions, focusing on our intentions instead of goals. It allows for human error and flexibility. So we know that we don't have to do it perfectly. We just have to be going in the right trajectory. Number three, looking at working out as something I get to do, not as something I have to do. Working out is a privilege. Getting to go outside and move our body is a privilege, and it's something that a lot of us take for granted. So we get to do that. Look at it as what it is, and that is a blessing. Number four, prioritizing protein. We are prioritizing protein in 2024. So we eat less shit. I mean, that's basically all that boils down to. Number five, simplifying our supplements and knowing why we are taking them and what is in them. We are no longer blindly trusting that these supplements are good for us. We are switching and flipping it over in the ingredients label, doing our research before we start consuming supplements. Like, y'all, I hate to burst it, but like, if you are doing Premier Protein, just please, just flip that over and GTS, Google that shit, and I will tell you, you will go throw them away instantly. Next one, do more of the things that bring you joy. We are doing more of the things that make us happy and less of the things that we feel like we have to do out of obligation because we're afraid to tell people no. Number seven, have the and mindset, not the or mindset. 2024, what is in is saying that we can take care of ourselves and them. We can prioritize our friends and our marriage. Like, we don't have to choose. That is not what this is. Number eight, following people that inspire and bring you joy. You got to make sure the people you're following either inspire, motivate you, bring you joy, bring you some sort of entertainment. We're no longer just following people just to follow them, right? We're no longer doing that shit. Number nine, ditching the daily scale. I'm not saying that you can't weigh yourself, but what I'm saying is we should not be doing that daily. That should not be what you do right after you piss in the morning. It is just not. Like, how many of you guys, and let's be fucking real, let's be for real, right? How many of you guys wake up, go to the bathroom, take your pee, undress completely, and before you even brush your teeth, you step on that scale? If you do, that is a problem. That's all I've got to say. And then number 10, doing things that push you outside of your comfort zone. We are no longer staying inside of our comfort zone. We are moving out and branching out of that comfort zone. Do more of the things that make you feel a little uncomfy, because you never know if that one thing, right, that one thing that is bringing you uncomfort could change your entire life. I will tell you, the things that scared me the most are some of the things that I know now changed me the most. So if it scares you, if signing up for that new workout routine or going on that trip or, you know, talking to that person scares the shit out of you, probably means you should do it, because it probably means that could very well change your entire life. Okay? So do more of the things that scare the shit out of you, that make you feel uncomfortable, in like a good way, not in like a weird way. All right, that's all I got for you today. I really hope this episode resonated with you in any way. I know it was a little brash, a little harsh, more of like a Brillo pad, not a nice soft sponge. But you know, sometimes we need that shit, right? Sometimes we need the Brillo bestie, not the nice soft sponge bestie, okay? Sometimes we need a hug by some briar bush. I don't know. I'm just making this shit up now at this point. But I know like it was very in your face, but you know, we should not be counting ourselves out already in 2024. We are just in March. So anyways, all right. I am going to ask you a solid favor real quick before I let you guys go. If you found any benefits in this podcast episode, if it inspired you, entertained you, made you think, will you do me a favor and go and share that onto your Instagram story and tag me at Allie Griffith? I would love to chat with you in the DMs to see what you liked about it and how much you loved it. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating review, because it really truly does help the podcast grow and help us meet new people. So, okay. Anyways, all right. I'm gonna leave you like I leave you every single time. In a world full of bitches, be that bitch. I'll see y'all later.